97.9 FM, WCHL, and chapelboro.com present Today's Business with Sharon Hill. Listen as Sharon Hill discusses trending topics in today's business world with entrepreneurs and leaders in the community and what they're doing to provide innovation and guidance for success. Find this and all episodes at WCHL's chapelboro.com. Now, Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Thank you for tuning in today. My guest is Betty Cross, who is the co-owner of Silverwood Incorporated, Silverwood Inc. Betty, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you, Sharon.
Thank you. Now, Silverwood, what is Silverwood Incorporated?
Silverwood is a residential design and build firm, and we specialize in high-performance homes.
High-performance homes. And out of full disclosure, you also split your time between Silverwood and Keller Williams. Is that right?
That's correct. I am a Keller Williams broker operating out of the Chapel Hill office.
Right. But Silverwood is your baby.
Yes.
When did Silverwood first get started?
About 30 years ago, Sharon.
30 years. All in Chapel Hill?
Orange County, Durham County, Chatham County. So the Chapel Hill area.
Now, you mentioned high-end residences.
Yes.
Okay. What made you decide to go into this business? Before we get some more about the business, what made you decide to start Silverwood?
Well, it all began really with small home additions back in the 1970s. A lot of them were sunrooms, and moved on to custom solar homes in the 1980s, straight into a solar co-housing community in Carrboro in the 1990s. And in 2004, we decided to focus strictly on high-performance homes and developed our first subdivision that contained what we called the solar hybrid home.
You said it's a high-performance home?
Yes.
But you tell us more about what a high-performance home is, Betty.
I like to use that term rather than the term green, because there has been a lot of greenwashing in the last few years. A high-performance home is one that simply uses less energy to operate.
We're all talking about using less energy, so this sounds like an ideal home, right?
Absolutely. I always say the cheapest kilowatt is the one you never use.
Makes sense. Well, Betty, who is your ideal client for one of these special homes?
Well, our ideal client is someone who has an interest in a home that is light, bright, and airy, designed and built specifically for its site, is very comfortable and quiet to live in, and has very low energy bills.
Ah, you're hitting the hot spots when it comes to the wallet. That's important. Now, what sets Silverwood apart from other builders?
What sets us apart is that we not only build the homes, we also have a designer on board. So we can design the home from scratch, meeting the customer's wants and needs.
So that sounds like something that all builders don't do in terms of competition.
That's right.
Betty, you mentioned to me before we started airing that you were involved with a solar home community design. Tell our audience about that.
We developed a community called Bingham Ridge. It's just about 8 minutes south of Chapel Hill. And all of the homes in this community start with a very energy efficient, what I refer to as envelope for the home. So it has very energy efficient windows, spray foam insulation in the walls and in the roof system. And in addition, every home has a solar hot water system and a solar electric array, which provides some of the electricity for the home.
How does a person get started? Let's say somebody in our audience says, I want a house like that. How do they get started, Betty?
Well, they would schedule a meeting with myself and my partner, Bob Hartford. We would talk about their wants and needs in a home, the very basic things like how many bedrooms do you need? What size home are you looking for? How important is outdoor living to you? And once that's determined, we help them locate a lot for their home. It might be in our community, Bingham Ridge, or it might be somewhere else. Once that lot is known, then the house can be designed just for that site.
Do you find a lot of the people who contact you know what they want, or do you educate them as to this is what's going to make your house more energy efficient?
A little of both. A lot of times people come to us because we have the reputation of building high-performance homes. So a lot of times clients who walk through the door already know that that's the kind of home they want.
They have the idea.
Yes.
Can you describe how many custom designs you have? If somebody says, what you got? What would you tell them?
Well, I would say we have quite a large portfolio by now. Our designs can be purchased online from silverwooddesign.com. Folks can go there and see a gallery of what's available. They can also go to our other website and see homes that are existing in Bingham Ridge.
Speaking of your website, Betty, why don't you give us your contact information in case someone says, I got to talk to Betty.
Okay. Our website is www.silverwood-inc.com. We can also be reached at 919-942-9214.
One more time with the phone number.
919-942-9214.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Betty. What is the low cost, the low energy cost of living in one of your custom-made homes?
Well, we start with a very tight envelope so that the house is airtight. And we're finding that the homes in Bingham Ridge operate for about 60% less than your standard, just code compliant home. So for a home that's around 3,000 square feet, they're operating for just under $100 a month.
$100 a month. I'm repeating that, $100 a month.
That's right.
Well, I imagine going into this proposition, they have to spend more in order to save more. Would that be a fair statement?
That is a fair statement.
Mm-hmm.
The features that we put in the home do involve a higher upfront cost, such as the spray foam insulation, although costs are coming down all the time as it becomes more widely used. Another thing that we do is to always use a sealed crawl space. That also costs a little bit more when you get started. If you want to have the icing on the cake and have the solar systems, a solar hot water system is going to run you about $7,500.
Wow, $7,500. Let's stop right there, Betty, and take a break. And when we come back, let's hear more about the savings end of the bargain. You're listening to WCHL 97.9. My guest today is Betty Cross, who is the co-owner of Silver Wood, Inc. Please stay with us. We'll be right back.
We now return to Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM. WCHL, Today's Business, focusing on business innovation and success right here in the Chapel Hill Carrboro community. Once again, your host, Sharon Hill.
Thank you for staying with us. My guest is Betty Cross, who is the co-owner of Silver Wood Incorporated. Betty, when we left off, you were mentioning the solar water system in the house, and just getting started might cost $7,500. Continue talking about savings as it relates to what the startup cost has been.
Oh, sure, Sharon. Well, hot water accounts for between 15 and 20% of your total energy bill in a home. If you have a solar hot water system, your hot water is free. The systems have really developed over the last decade. They are very low maintenance. They have a glycol solution that flows through the tubing, so it never freezes. You don't have to worry about draining it down on a cold winter night. And the systems generally pay back in 3 to 5 years.
See, so that makes all the sense in the world. People go, oh, when they hear $7,500, think of it forever, their water is free.
Well, the systems generally have a life expectancy of around 25 years. So yes, for a good long time, you have free hot water. All of the systems also have a standard, usually electric hot water heater as a backup, just in case you should have, you know, a house full of guests and by some quirk you do run out of hot water, you do have a standby.
That makes sense. If you just joined us, my guest today is Betty Cross, who is a co-owner of Silverwood Inc. And Betty works, creates designs, residential and custom-built homes for residential areas. Is that a correct way to say it, Betty?
Yes, that's right, Sharon.
Betty, I'll bet the cost of some of these homes must vary greatly because you say you custom design based on what the client is asking for. Would that be a fair statement?
Yes, that is a fair statement. The cost of a home can vary greatly depending on the design. Is it a one-level home or a two-story home? Typically, one-level homes cost more just because there's more linear feet of foundation and there's more roofing to cover the same amount of heated square footage. Another thing that makes the homes cost different amounts is how they're appointed. Do you have hardwoods throughout the home, or is it a mix of flooring? Do you have luxurious tile in every bathroom, or do you have, you know, more simple appointments? So, yes, it can vary greatly.
Betty, have you ever had a client ask for something that you consider totally impractical, even though they really, really want it for esoteric reasons?
Well, yes. And there is an educational component to what we do. We have to tell folks, you know, you really shouldn't have that wall of windows on the north side of your house, or you shouldn't put your deck on the west side of your house in North Carolina because it will be too hot to enjoy it for most of the summer months.
So even the windows on the north side would make the house too hot in the summer months?
Oh, no, too cold.
Too cold
in the winter, sorry.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
You want to minimize the glass on the west and on the north in this climate.
See?
And maximize your windows on the south.
Betty, how did you learn all this? How did you learn that, for example, don't put north in Chapel Hill in North County because it's going to make it too cold, or this on the west because it's going to be too hot? How did you learn all this?
I think it's just because I'm interested in it. And when you care about something, you tend to learn about it.
Have you always had a fascination with building?
I think I have. Now that I think back on it, I used to draw floor plans as a kid.
As a kid?
Just as a form of entertainment. So I think I've had a lifelong interest in houses.
I'd say so. That is true. Betty, tell us about your marketing plan. How does the world know about Silverwood Inc.?
Well, like most real estate firms and builders, most of our advertising is on the internet these days. And we have a robust website, which folks can visit and learn about a lot of these techniques that we use and put into a home to make them more comfortable and energy efficient.
Got it. Now, you mentioned the solar water system. What are some of the most popular trends in custom homes of this type?
Popular trends are water-saving fixtures, faucets and shower heads, bamboo floors. People are very concerned about indoor air quality. So there's a trend toward using low or no VOC paints, having formaldehyde-free cabinetry. This sort of thing.
VOC, tell us again what that stands for.
Volatile organic compounds.
Okay.
So when you make a house super tight, you have to be really concerned about the air quality. So you don't want chemicals or you don't want materials in your home that are outgassing and making the air unhealthy for you to breathe.
We've been hearing a lot about that in terms of the paint, in terms of the carpeting. And I'm sure you know more than I on that, of course. But so would an ideal home not have carpeting, for example? Would it have more glass than paint? How would that work?
In terms of air quality, that is true. People do like the carpet just for the look and the feel of it underfoot. But if you're strictly concerned about air quality, you would go with all hard surfaces on your floors.
Got it. That seems to be one of the hot trends, and logically so, because you can hurt yourself, your health, if you get those VOCs you've been talking about.
That's right. Our houses are so tight, in fact, that we have to introduce air from the outside into the home. So it's built into the heating and ventilation system. so that when the heat comes on, a little vent opens and it brings in some fresh air from the outside.
You've thought of everything, bringing air inside the house. That works. Betty, for those who just tuned in, would you please repeat your contact information?
Sure. It's www.silverwood-inc.com. Our phone number is 919-942-9214.
Thank you, Betty. Why don't we take another break? And when we come back, let's hear some more about both Silverwood and anything you might want to tell us about Keller Williams these days. Can we take a break on that?
Sure.
Thank you. You're listening to WCHL 97.9. My guest today is Betty Cross, who is the co-owner of Silverwood Incorporated. Please stand by. We'll be right back.
We now return to Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM, WCHL, Today's Business, focusing on business innovation and success right here in the Chapel Hill Carrboro community. Once again, your host, Sharon Hill.
We are back. My guest today is Betty Cross, who is the co-owner of Silverwood Incorporated and also splits her time with Keller Williams Realty. Betty, we spent a lot of time talking about Silverwood, which sounds amazing. Tell us about the real estate market in Chapel Hill area.
Oh, sure, Sharon. Sales are up dramatically in the whole Triangle area from the same period a year ago, and inventory is down. So if you're thinking of selling, now is a good time because you'll have less competition. Interest rates remain historically low, although they are slowly creeping up.
And it sounds like you said the inventory is down. Does that mean people want to be in Chapel Hill and want to step up these houses?
Yes, I think people love being in Chapel Hill. I like to say it has small town ambiance and big city amenities. With the close proximity to UNC Chapel Hill, Duke University being right down the road, and NC State being a little farther down the road, we have all of these wonderful cultural amenities here. We have world-class hospitals. There's always something to do. You can go out and hear live music almost any night of the week for free.
See, this is the place to be, the south side of heaven.
That's right.
Betty, how long have you been living, or do you live in the Chapel Hill area?
Yes, I've been living in Orange County for 40 years.
40 years.
I moved here in 1973 to go to the university, and when I graduated, I never left.
You just decided. Where were you born?
I was born in Guilford County, which is Greensboro.
So you are a North Carolina native.
I am a native.
And that's it. Well, I'm going back to what you said in our very first segment, Betty. For those of you who just tuned in, Betty said that when she was a child, she would draw floor plans as entertainment. So now that goes back to the Silverwood as well as the real estate. It sounds like housing, building, real estate has been your passion all the way through. Was that a fair statement?
That is a fair statement. I think houses are in my blood for sure.
And sounds like Chapel Hill's the place to be. What about Chapel Hill? Well, you mentioned all the amenities, but don't we have high taxes in Chapel Hill and yet still people want to come?
Yes. Well, they get a lot for those high taxes. The schools are excellent. Our streets are beautiful and clean. And it's just, it's a great place to live. It's a very foodie town. There's great restaurants, world-class chefs. So, yes, our taxes are a little higher than they are in Raleigh, but it's worth it.
I agree, Betty. Well, Betty, let's end by you giving your contact information one more time, please.
Okay. Our Silverwood website is www.silverwood-inc.com. Phone number is 919-942-9214. You can reach me directly on my mobile phone at 919-971-1093.
Betty, you're a joy. Thank you so much for coming in and talking with me today.
Thank you, Sharon.
My pleasure. My guest today has been Betty Cross, who is both the co-owner of Silverwood Incorporated and also a real estate agent with Keller Williams right in Chapel Hill. You've been listening to WCHL 97.9 FM, your news, talk, and Tar Heel station. That's our show for today. Thank you for listening.